Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So we look at the 16th chapter of the book of 1 Samuel, and we learn the story of the replacement, or the impending replacement, of King Saul as king of the Israelites for a more faithful leader. And the prophet Samuel seeks out Jesse and calls forth Jesse's sons to see which one of those sons might be the next king. And Jesse brings all his sons except for one. You remember the story. All Jesse's strapping, strong, capable sons are paraded in front of Samuel, but Samuel says, none of these are to be the next king. Don't you have another son? And Jesse says, well, there is a little shepherd boy out in the field, and that was David. And as you know, God chose David. And we get in the 7th verse of the 16th chapter the rationale for why God selected David as opposed to all the other seemingly promising candidates. It says, "For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." You know this as well as I do, that we often form opinions. We make decisions. We take action, oftentimes in response to visual stimuli. For instance, we tend to hire the applicant who looks even better in person than they did on paper. We pursue in court the man or woman who's most attractive to us. And this is kind of silly, but you know this is true. We will even aggressively cut through traffic based on which lane visually appears to be moving fastest. But looking primarily on outward appearance can lead to some really bad choices. You know, we often overlook the faithful and loyal heart because the handsome appearance or the long legs or the seductive smile catches our eye. God is clear. It doesn't matter if someone looks the part. King Saul looked the part, and that didn't work out. So it doesn't matter if someone looks the part. They've got to have the right heart. It isn't just the outward appearance that matters. It's what's inside that counts. It's not about, for instance, the packaging. It's about the product. It's not about the persona. It's about the performance. So when choosing a friend, when selecting a life partner, when hiring an employee, don't get seduced by how they look. Rather, take the time to find out who they are. So the question for today, who have you overlooked lately? Who has not been within your sights and you've not considered lately? Who have you overlooked? Let's pray. Lord, we've always been pretty darn confident about our sight. We look at a person, an opportunity, a challenge, and we quickly render a judgment. But sometimes, Lord, looks really do have a way of being deceiving. You know, the person looked good on the outside, but they were shallow on the inside. It appeared to be a really good investment on the surface, but it had weak earnings. Or, Lord God, our new hire looked the part, but didn't have the right work ethic. Lord, help us to look more deeply. Help us to see as you see. Help us to see the heart. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.